With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken are making the Biden administration's case to the United States that the U.S. should immediately send major aid to both Israel and Ukraine. They're testifying to a mostly supportive Senate committee. Blinken says the president's funding request, very important for Israel and Ukraine.
It provides for our enduring support to Israel and Ukraine, two democracies under brutal assault by actors determined to wipe their nations off the map.
The real money find will be in the Republican-led House, where there is stiff opposition to new big funding for Ukraine's fight against Russia. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the state of Israel has no choice but to wage war against Hamas.
It's about our national existence. This is an existential war. It's not a war of choice. Ceasefire means Hamas gets away with mass murder, period. All right, that's what ceasefire means.
Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, Election Day in Virginia, a week away. It's a closely watched contest. All 140 General Assembly seats are on the ballot. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says efforts to encourage early voting among Republicans are going well.
I mean, we first had to make it clear that it's okay to vote early. And in fact, with a 45-day early voting season that I inherited, we're going to make full advantage of it. And we got to get Republicans off the sidelines.
Youngkin interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The UAW reaching a tentative agreement with General Motors, the last of the Detroit three automakers to agree to a deal. Under the deal, workers at all three companies will return to the job pending votes on whether to ratify the contracts, which will take place over the next 2 weeks. The Dow ahead 9 points, but the NASDAQ is down 5 points. This is SRN News. Christian apologist and author Dr. Alex McFarland has some advice for churches trying to spread the gospel in dark times.
Mark 9:26 says some things are only accomplished by prayer and fasting. The great unspoken tool of evangelism and outreach is prayer.
He tells SRN News.
Churches need to have a ministry of prayer and intercession, and that will be used by God to open the hearts of people, ultimately by which they can come into a relationship with Christ.
McFarland says that's the only way to save America. Virginia's legislative races feature a number of candidates whose personal behavior would probably have disqualified them in decades past. The most prominent amongst them, Democrat Danica Rome, who is a man living as a woman. Then there's independent Stafford County Supervisor Monica Gray, who promotes the fact that she used to work as an adult dancer. This is SRN News. Authorities in Maine are trying to piece together the events that led to the worst mass shooting in the state's history.
The Sagadahoc County Sheriff's Office says Robert Card's family alerted it 5 months ago that they were becoming concerned about his deteriorating mental health, especially while he had access to firearms. That prompted the sheriff to contact Card's Army Reserve Unit, which assured deputies they would speak to Card and make sure he got medical attention. It was the first in a string of interactions police had with the 40-year-old firearms instructor. He marched into a Lewiston bowling alley and bar last Wednesday and opened fire, killing 18 people and wounding 13 others. 2 days later, he was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot. I'm Ben Thomas.
A little-known New York City jail believed to be the last operating prison ship in the country set to shutter this week. And that barge first arrived in the South Bronx in 1992. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.